Classical Kids Storytime is supported by the Minnesota College Savings Plan, the official 529 program for the state of Minnesota. Learn how you can invest for your child's college education and minimize your taxes at mnsaves.org.
Welcome to Classical Kids Storytime. I'm Gary with a tall tale for you. You know what a tall tale is? Well, it's a story that's just a little bit bigger than real life. Sometimes a lot bigger. Trick is, you gotta tell it with a straight face, like it's the absolute truest story you ever heard. Today, I'm gonna tell you part of one of the biggest, tallest tales of all time. The story of Paul Bunyan and his best buddy, Babe the Blue Ox. Long ago, in the deep woods, Ma and Pa Bunyan welcomed their baby boy, Paul, into the world. They knew right away he was no ordinary baby. He was so big, it took 3 storks to carry him.
Whoa, heavy kid.
I know, right?
Tell me about it.
When he was just a month old, he rolled over in his sleep and crushed an acre of timber. Turned it into toothpicks. As a teenager, Paul Bunyan would eat 40 bowls of oatmeal before even sitting down to breakfast. He was so big, his ma had to use wagon wheels for the buttons on his shirt. Growing up in the deep woods like he did, it made sense that Paul Bunyan would become a lumberjack. His custom-built axe used 2 tons of iron, and the handle was an entire tree. He left home carrying that axe and started to log his way west across the country. One year, winter caught up with him in the Dakotas. Now, this was a brutal, blizzardy, blisteringly cold winter. The nights were so cold that if you said something...
Hey, pass me the salt.
The words would freeze solid right in the air before anyone could hear them. They'd have to wait till the sun came up the next day to hear what you said the night before.
Hey, pass me the salt.
It was so cold that even the snow turned blue. In fact, the old timers still call it the winter of the blue snow. Paul Bunyan was walking in the blue snow when he heard a commotion way down near his knees. Kind of a snorting, grumpy, frustrated, mooish sound, with little whirlwinds of blue snow flying up from time to time. He hunkered down and saw the teensiest, tiniest baby ox, blue from the cold, floundering in the snow. Poor baby. Baby. Babe, for short. He tucked the little guy into his shirt pocket and walked back to the campfire. Even after Babe got dried off and warmed up, he was still as blue as could be. Didn't seem to affect him at all, though. He was strong and stubborn and smart and growing by the minute. It wasn't but a day or two before he was the size of a barn. Then twice that, then 10 times. So, of course, Babe the Blue Ox and Paul Bunyan became the best of friends. One afternoon in North Dakota, they got a notion to take a walk before supper, a stroll to the Pacific Ocean. On the way, somewhere around Colorado or Utah, Paul Bunyan was looking around at the bright blue sky and the weirdly shaped red rocks. It was a couple of minutes before he realized he had been dragging his axe behind him. Oop, He thought, that'll leave a mark. He was right. It was a mile deep and more than 250 miles long. If you want to see the mark left by Paul Bunyan's axe, just visit the Grand Canyon. Folks said that Babe could pull anything that had two ends. Every time they made a new logging camp, Paul Bunyan had Babe tug on one end of a twisty, turny logging road to pull it straight. In winter, the loggers would coat the roads with ice to make hauling the wood sleighs easier, and Babe would haul the giant water tanks that they used. One day, the tank sprung a leak. And all that water just started to flow south, still flowing today. We call it the Mississippi River. And maybe you've heard of the Great Lakes. You see, Babe would work up quite a thirst when he worked. And Paul Bunyan got so tired of hauling water that he just dug five big old watering holes for Babe to drink from. Even though Babe did a lot of work with Paul Bunyan, he was a pretty independent critter too, given to wandering off to explore for days at a time. One of those wandering spells happened in Minnesota during the rainy season, but the ground was muddy and soft. He made so many hoof prints running around in the rain. They all filled up with rainwater and bam, about 5,000 new lakes. His hoof prints were so deep that once a newlywed couple fell into one. 40 years later, their son finally crawled out to tell the story. Paul Bunyan made some lake-sized footprints of his own, stomping around in the rain trying to catch up with Babe, about 5,000 or so. So if you ever wondered how Minnesota became the land of 10,000 lakes, now you know. Well, that's the end of my story, but it's not the end of Paul Bunyan's story. No siree, there are thousands of tales about him and Babe the Blue Ox, each one taller than the last. Maybe you can invent a new one yourself. Think big, because the taller, the better. Thanks for listening to Classical Kids Storytime from American Public Media.